Hello, this is Garrett Cars, and today is August 19th. Today we're going to pray for all of the other churches in Hayes, Kansas, as we are all part of the kingdom of God and trying to reach and raise up believers in the faith. And as we begin today, I wanted to read a couple passages from John where it talks about unity and love for one another as believers. The first passage is from John chapter 13, verse 35, and it says this: "By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." And then John later on writes, when Jesus is praying for the churches, that he says this in John chapter 17, verse 20. Says this: "My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, that the world may believe that you have sent me." Verse 22: "I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one." In verse 23 it says, "I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me." Jesus and the author of John are talking about unity and love for one another, something that we often talk about, but something that isn't often prayed for or even practiced. And so as we begin to pray together today, I pray that maybe even you would Google a church in Hayes. Would you just look up a name of a different church in Hayes, and as we pray together over all of the churches, you would pray for that church by name. So let's pray together over all the churches as we continue to seek unity and love together. Lord, you have given us your word to say that people that are not believers will actually know that we are true disciples if we love one another. And in John chapter 17, Jesus, you tell us that we are supposed to be brought to complete unity. Then it says the world will know that you sent me and that you have loved us. Lord, thank you so much for these beautiful words that give us a picture of what unity and love for the body of believers. And I pray that we would lay down all of the disagreements, lay down all of the arguments that we've had, and that we would just focus on your love, focus on the kingdom of God, focus on the gospel of Jesus Christ, so that we could be brought to complete unity. And I pray for all the other churches as they seek to continue to build kingdom of believers, that you would continue to grow us in unity together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.